This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and hot off the presses, I gotta do a quick plug because it's coming up fast. I'm doing one of the best clubs in the country. I've been wanting to do this forever, Madison, Wisconsin Comedy Club on State. And that will be the first weekend of May. So it's going to be May. Hey, that's
that was a great transition
to what we're doing here. And we don't know yet, but it might be featuring friend of the show, Tommy McNamara. He's been downgraded to friend of the show. And speaking of Tommy McNamara, welcome my co-host, the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara, is here today. Hello, Tommy. How are you?
You know, it's interesting you said it's going to be May, because when you asked me how are you, I was going to say, you know, every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
And that is true.
That's how I've been feeling lately. But I am doing well. I'm excited to talk about one of the great American bands today.
Yes. One totally. Of the iconic. Definitely top three rock bands of all time. It goes
infuriating NSYNC, people off the top.
Backstreet Boys,
Van Halen,
and the Monkees. We have a special guest today. Janice Iamoka is here.
Hi.
And before we start talking about NSYNC, I want to give a quick plug to your new podcast on is it technically on LAist or is it on Vice? What is the deal there?
So it's like it's Vice and LAist Studios.
It is Party Cruise, The Untold Story. So, Janice, first of all, how the hell are you? Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I'm good. I'm good. The sun's out. You know, LA is getting a little sunnier. It's been a little gloomy, so I'm excited, you know, for that sunshine. I took off my sweater, which I feel like, wow, I can do this now because it was so cold before.
But, I know. It was freezing. And people will make you feel like a fucking loser when you complain about the weather in LA.
I know.
Our friend of the show, Charlie Beery, really was hammered. He's like, oh, these people are bitching because it rained in LA. And it's like, no, it was like fucking flooding.
It was flooding. This is true. Also, the flag you have behind you, Tommy, is... Is that Chicago?
Okay, so
you're from Chicago.
What's that?
I am from Chicago. Yes, I'm from the suburbs. Yeah.
Okay, so you must roll your eyes even more hearing us say that it's cold, because Chicago is like cold as fuck.
It's definitely the worst of the places I've lived as far as winters go. Like New York, I think.
No, it's
is
actually
milder.
The same as New York.
No, that it's was, not. I was like, even I know that.
That was an argument I got in with a club owner in Atlanta who, when I said Chicago is colder than New York, she goes, no, I think they're the same. And I'm like, well, I've lived in both places for a lot of years.
She hasn't lived in either.
She has not lived in either. And she was just like, no, I don't think you're right. I was like, okay.
No, it's the same. It certainly is not.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, Tommy did a full eye roll when we were talking about LA. I thought he was having a seizure or something. His eyes went to the back of his head. It was crazy. But no, it is. It's
no, it
nice
is cool,
out
though.
In LA.
It can be cold.
Cruise around.
Yeah, no, it's a good day. Yeah,
going golfing tomorrow. I'm very excited. This is the best mood I've been in on Stand By Your Band in a while. I think I've been losing my fucking mind. And the sun being out, getting a little golf in. We got some new patrons today. This is good.
I started.
Speaking of which, get on the Patreon.
Get on the Patreon. I started cracking up because I was reading one of these fun fact lists about NSYNC, and it did the thing that always makes me giggle in fun fact lists when it's like very cute things, and then all of a sudden something like very dark where it's just like, oh, the band name comes from the last letter of each of their names. And the next one is just like, Lou Pearlman is serving 31 years in prison.
Yeah. I know.
And there were good people on both sides of that Lou Pearlman thing.
But Lou Pearlman, my favorite fact in this fun fact list is after he's serving 25 years in prison. And then the next fun fact is, when he's released in 2029, he has vowed to find the next Justin Timberlake.
Shut up. Oh, God.
So we got
has he done interviews in prison?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, what? Can you imagine?
I mean,
like,
does suck. We haven't had a Justin Timberlake since he went to jail, so.
You can like directly like connect that. So
music has actually gone to full-on shit mode ever since. Ever since Lou Pearlman went down. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, I suppose. When did he go to jail?
10 years ago,
has it been
maybe?
A minute?
Yeah, I think
we've definitely talked about him on the show.
Because he was the Backstreet really? Boys as well. So when we talked about Backstreet Boys. Cause that's
he did a Backstreet
Boys
one.
Yes, and that's kind of how NSYNC formed, is he had already formed Backstreet Boys, and then Howie from Backstreet Boys introduced Chris Kirkpatrick, I think, to him, and then they started a new group. I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. So
yes,
definitely,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
His fingerprints all over these pants.
I think those were his two top, I know. Those were his two bands, right? Like the big ones. I don't know if he was involved anymore, but yeah. That was.
Who else? He had like a lot. Didn't he have more people? I thought he had like a bunch of people, but those
remember.
Were the two big
he
ones.
He had a blink,
sure.
a blimp company, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And he created that show, Flatbush Misdemeanors. And it's.
That's Dan Perlman, Tom. That's Dan Perlman.
There is relation.
If you will it, there will be.
No, we should ask right off the bat.
Yeah.
Since I think we know the answer since you presented us with NSYNC, but I assume you were NSYNC over Backstreet Boys.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I will still defend them also. This is why I chose. No, I'm kidding. No, but I will defend NSYNC over Backstreet Boys any day.
Okay. Why do you prefer? Because I think a lot of people. Tommy, are you NSYNC over BSB?
You know, I never really had a dog in the fight, but
pick right now.
This is
you
where
know
you
the
fucked
right.
up. You got to pick a side, dude.
You know the
it's
answer.
Just like Bloods and Crips, brother. Think, you got to pick.
I think if I had to pick, I'd go NSYNC, just because when I was that age, I remember thinking Justin was the most talented of like the 10 combined members. I would say Justin was. I would say
that
the most
certainly
talented
seems,
of the 10.
In retrospect, that certainly seems to be the case. I was way more into Backstreet Boys.
Mm.
I had the Millennium album and I went nuts with it. I thought it was incredible. I thought Brian was going to be the breakout star of all of of all of these guys. I didn't really have a vision.
I think I'm definitely Team NSYNC now that I think about it. Because I remember I was really into the song Pop for a minute. I was.
Pop?
Yeah, that one.
That was a good song.
I thought it was so cool at the time.
You're like sick and tired of hearing
cool
all
song.
These people talk about. And you're like, yeah.
I did love Bye 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 when it came out. I was all about that.
Did you watch the making the video of it? It was like making. Remember, like they used to have like making the video on MTV.
Yes, I did watch that. And I remember watching that actually. That was when I was really into music videos.
Yeah, so I mean, music videos were like there was like stories. You know, there was it was like a really big deal.
No,
MTV and then
this connects into Party Cruise. And by the way, I think we should explain because our listeners they're not the Party Cruise.
They're not
types.
Party Cruise. They weren't in a
our
Party
listeners
Cruise.
Our listeners are fucking little babies who sit around in their diapers all day whining about. Cancel culture. No. I think we should give a little bit of a breakdown because I want people who listen to this show to check out Party Cruise because I think that they'll love it. But what you were in a party crew. What is a party crew for our listeners?
So a party crew is a group of friends that would get together and go to parties, but also throw them. So there was party crews that competed to throw the best party, right? And these are like parties. So we're talking about 15, 14, 15, 16 year olds, probably up to 17, sometimes even older. Mm-hmm. But so like they were like coordinated group parties, like group partying. Yeah. So like if you had like a little club and like you would go to the party with your little club and like you have a name for yourselves, right? So like you know, if like Tommy was in the Chicago Stars and I was like in the Lustful Ladies, and Tommy can
could
be
never
in.
Never get into the Chicago Stars.
I made it up. I know.
Me and Tommy would be in the Cuck Crew.
You'd have a, you have to have a nickname too. So like, what would your nickname be?
Oh, definitely. So, I mean, it's got to be horse related for Tommy. We have a running bit that it's horses now on this show. And it's not a bit, it's real. And
like horseshoe? You know, like what would you be? What
the
would
steed.
Be?
I think Tommy would be the steed.
The steed. All right, all right.
Yeah.
What would yours be?
The Wolf of Dog Street, of course.
And that would fit on your badge. So you would have like a logo, sure. Right? You would make a logo. So every party crew had logo, a name, and the mm-hmm. members would have nicknames. And I don't know why, but that's just how it was, right? Like I was Mocha and my party crew was the Lustful Ladies. Sure. And the logo was this like very voluptuous cartoon woman with like brown and yellow lingerie. And that was our like badge. So we'd put it like around our necks, like a lanyard, you know, like conferences where they have like the little like, yeah. So it would be like the logo and then the name right below it. So you like roll up to the party like this. I know it's silly and it is.
No,
it's
that sounds fun as hell. It sounds like kind of like a comedy festival, honestly.
It's like weird, yeah.
Badges and stuff.
And
I
everyone
join one
had
now.
One.
It sounds yeah. sick as hell.
That's
I wonder
right.
if Antonio would let me join a party too right now.
Well, you will get a badge on Saturday, so.
You can, I can't be there on Saturday. You
oh,
guys
no.
rescheduled the damn party. I took
right.
a weekend off work. I took a weekend off. I
we'll save you one.
Shift at a, we'll... at a 7-Eleven. No, I. Oh, no. Pepe. No, I took a weekend. Antonio was like, you got to be at this party. And so I took it off. And then I can't remember what. I think somebody had COVID or something. But I was like, damn it.
I know. Okay, we'll save yeah, you one. We'll save you one.
But yeah, throw me one. I want to be yeah. part of a party crew.
Yeah.
But music was a big part of the party crews.
Yes.
As well, right? Like, what did you guys have particular? What was the music that was part of a party crew? What kind of vibe are we walking into? Is it NSYNC?
It's definitely not. No, definitely not. I was 11 when I was a huge NSYNC fangirl. Mm-hmm. But by the time I was 15, I would say it was like Too Short, Ying Yang Twins, Lil Jon, sure. Daddy Yankee, like mm-hmm. Tego Calderon. So it was like reggaeton. It was like reggaeton from that time, but also like the hip hop, like the 2000s hip hop. A lot of like booty shaking, a lot of like freaking and twerking and stuff like that. So
sure,
anything
sure.
that makes you shake your salt shaker, yeah, anything okay. like that. You know?
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, any music like that. So
that was a good time.
God. Yeah, it was fun.
I miss those days.
Me too. They were simple.
Shaking my ass at my yeah. house to shake.
Get your eagle on and stuff. Mind. Like you were mm-hmm. shake that monkey. You could shake a lot of things, you know? That was the era of shaking mm-hmm. for sure.
Those were the I'm so pissed I'm missing this party. But that's neither here nor there. You sent us a list of songs. And
I did.
You sent us some really good picks here.
Oh,
Tommy,
good.
Have you heard all these?
No, I had not, yeah.
I was shocked. I thought you were, I'm going to be honest, I thought you were going to go straight down the line with like whatever's on their Spotify or whatever.
Like, what's the line?
But you sent us a couple songs.
Did he freeze?
Like, Bye Bye Bye. I mean, some of them are on there. Like, I Want It. Did you put I Want It That Way on there? I can't remember now.
No, that's Backstreet Boys.
That's Backstreet
I'm offended.
Boys.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I want you
wow.
back.
You just lost
thinking.
Your
chance.
Wow. Wow.
Fuck.
You're out of the party crew, Tom. You're out of the crew.
You're out. Yeah, yeah. No. No badge for you. You're going to get it revoked.
And I have to turn in my gun as well. Damn it.
It's true. At the door.
Yeah, that is a Backstreet Boys song. I was thinking of I Want You Back. Is that did you put that one in there? I cannot remember. I had a list here.
It froze for a second.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, you're back.
Oh, internet connection. Sorry. One sec. Come on.
Tom, we want
right,
you back.
Am I back?
In the Zoom.
There we go. I'm back, baby. I think. Okay. Sorry. I don't know why my internet's weird in here.
Back.
The weather's
it's probably
too nice.
Big Backstreet Boys trying to keep you down.
I know.
They don't want this to get out.
You know,
they cannot have this get out.
When I was I was like a preteen when I was 11. It was like, I felt like a sin to listen to Backstreet Boys. That's how like I was like, I am a traitor. I cannot listen to it. And I think Burger King was giving a free Backstreet Boys CD. And I got it and I put it under my bed. And like one day I listened to it like secret. What? And I was like, yes. Like it was, I just didn't want to be a traitor. And like I listened to it and I enjoyed it. And I remember The Call was on it, which top Backstreet Boys song.
That song
is
rules.
Such a good song,
yeah.
Right?
Love a story song like call. That. Yeah.
Don't worry.
I remember the video from The Call.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah. And like, yeah, I just was on it and I was like, yes, this song is so good. But it was in secret, so no one knows. This is exclusive.
Lots of people are going to be listening to this and people are going to be pissed.
I'm sorry.
Would you get into this argument at school? Was that like a Backstreet
I think like my theory with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC is that the Backstreet Boys are like a year or two older than the girls, a year or two older than me would like cap for the Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC was like my age and younger.
Interesting.
That was my theory because like my older cousins like Backstreet Boys. I know Backstreet Boys came before NSYNC, but no. So it wasn't like we were fighting, but I was just like, NSYNC, like only talk to me about NSYNC, you know, like like no one else existed, but I would secretly like songs. So
let's go. This is the sad truth is that if everybody was honest, we all prefer Backstreet Boys, but we all have to lie to ourselves.
You're also outnumbered here. So
yeah, by the but there's a silent majority that is that is brewing. Pepe and Reggie are in here too. They prefer Backstreet Boys, so technically I've got numbers here. I do want to listen to some of these songs.
Let's go for it.
I mean, people know NSYNC songs. Obviously, there's I Want It That Way and Larger Than Life. And I can't, you know, it's funny. I haven't listened to Backstreet Boys in like probably 15 years. So I'm having trouble remembering the tracks myself.
But what's who?
Let's go ahead and hear some of It's Gonna Be Me. All right, here it comes.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Damn. The song that launched the very meme that I opened the show with.
That's wait, is this coming out like at the end of April?
No.
Because that would have been great timing.
That would make way more sense.
That would have been great timing.
It'll be coming out the second that we're done. No, it'll be out tomorrow.
That would have been great timing. Damn.
It's going to be made.
Should have thought it through.
If we plotted like that, we might have a more popular podcast, but we don't do that sort of shit. This is a down to the wire sort of ordeal. That's a classic song. It's very fun right off the bat. And Justin Timberlake makes some very interesting choices with how he pronounces things right off the bat. You might been hurt, babe.
And his hair was
to talk.
His hair was really like ramen-y at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Like, really curly. Yeah. And like ramen. It was like right put on his head. Yeah. It had like very ramen curls.
I think that's why I think Lou Pearlman accidentally dumped a bowl of ramen on his own head and he was like, this gives me an idea. That's also, good like, stuff.
It was like a classic album. It was No Strings Attached. Mm-hmm. Is that because they left Lou Pearlman? I don't remember the story. I mean, I was going to do a ton of research and out-research you guys on NSYNC, like read all the top interesting facts and out-research you guys, but I didn't. But I can't remember. I want to say No Strings Attached was because they like broke out from someone or something. I forgot
I remember it being a big thing. Maybe it definitely wasn't the label, right?
Well, like, it has the famous cover where they're like, they're the puppets.
They were like puppets. Yes. Yeah. And that's cut. Like, it's like cut or something, right? They're like puppets.
Yeah.
So,
For sure. They're marionettes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah. It says the title alludes to the idea of independence NSYNC earned following a legal battle between its then management.
Yes, right? Lou Pearlman?
There you go.
But I think they were still with Lou. I think it had to do with Transcontinental Records and like some weird stuff.
Got
there.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just remember that. But yeah, it was
Oh, yeah.
Such
it
a
was delayed
album.
Due to legal battles.
Yeah, so it is about
it.
Was
originally
supposed
to come out in fall 99.
It came out in 2000 or 2001?
Cosmo, I think 2000.
Okay.
But March 21st, 2000. Oh, wow. We just passed the anniversary, the 23-year anniversary.
It's
what did
Jordan
you guys do
year.
For it?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's the 23-year anniversary. It was in March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
23. That's wild.
Yeah, I know. That makes
me feel old. I
want to
feel old.
Yeah.
NSYNC sued him for keeping more than 50% of their earnings from them. The Backstreet Boys also sued for similar reasons.
The same management. Not Lou Pearlman, though, right?
Let's see. It's, the same. No, it was Lou Pearlman. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, wow.
Yeah, they sued him. The album title, art, and track, No Strings Attached, were inspired by the band cutting ties to RCA and Lou Pearlman.
Yep. Mm.
There
good for
you
them.
Go. See, I didn't know that. I assumed Backstreet Boys and NSYNC like hated each other, but it's seeming like they were friends.
Yeah,
everything I'm seeing here,
and like
that just
you know,
pisses me right off.
You're like the traitor. The wars like aren't you know, isn't enough for a war. You're like
Yeah, it's bullshit. That's you need to have some sort of, when you have bands like this that are the same thing. But on opposite ends, and everybody's picking a side. They
That's
should
true.
Be doing some shit to like stir it up. That's part of entertainment.
That's true.
Like Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah, so totally the same. Very, very top. Very Coastal Wars. No, this. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking back at it, like looking back at it, I didn't hate Backstreet Boys fans, but I'm like, why was I so intense if. Like they liked each other, you know, they were cool with each other. I'm like, I should have just been cool. Listen to Backstreet Boys in the open, you know, like normal people. But yeah, no.
Yeah.
It was not, yeah.
No, you had to pick a side. You did the right thing.
Thank you.
You don't want to be a flip flopper. Yeah. Nonetheless, iconic album. It was the best selling record that year. And I believe that's what it said. As of 2014, it's still. One of the top 10 highest selling records in the U.S., having sold over 11 million copies.
Wow.
I mean, that was 9 years ago, so I have to assume that still stands. It sold 2.4 million units in its first week, giving it the highest selling debut week of all time at that time. Pretty crazy. Fun facts.
Fun facts. I'm sad I didn't go to that tour, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would have been pretty cool, I bet.
Yeah. Tommy, did you go to the
tour?
That is
weird that that's like, no, I didn't go to a concert.
I mean, Tommy liked pop. I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's
yeah, Tommy,
that's
did
on
you,
there.
Is
Tommy,
it?
Did
you go?
No, I camped outside for weeks, but
but didn't get it.
I didn't know about the whole ticket thing. I thought it was just whoever was there first would get it.
They're like, dude, this was all online.
was pop on there? No, it was on Celebrity. Okay, it was on the album after.
Ooh.
Got it. Okay.
What's so funny about that song too is that in pop, when he's just like, he's like, you have to realize that this is not a trend. And it's like, well, it was. And it was definitely, that's, boy bands were certainly a trend that ended right after. And I now it's kind of back with K-pop and BTS and stuff.
Right.
But, that's true. Yeah.
But in America, One I feel like it really was a trend. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a trend for sure. Like, we don't have the same level. Like, it's more about solo pop, like Justin Bieber type shit now, yeah. I feel like.
I was Googling, you know, I was trying to out research you guys, and I'm like, I'm going to go in with all the facts, and I failed. But I was on YouTube and I was watching a few videos, and I watched some of the live concert footage. Mm-hmm. And like, it was just really funny because when I was a kid, I was just like mind blown. I went to one NSYNC concert, and it was here at Universal Studios in LA. Ooh. And I was at like the amphitheater. I forgot. AT&T I forgot what it's called. But that was my first concert, and I was 11, and I remember wearing lip gloss, and like we all the little girls rushed the stage. Like we all got to the front somehow, like because we were like going crazy over NSYNC, and like all the moms in the back just like this, like arms crossed, like watching all these little girls just like zoom in. And you know, we were like fangirling over like these guys doing these like dance moves that are like 18, 19, 20. It just like watching it, I was like this is so cringy to watch. Like they were just like, you know, just like dancing. Like it's just funny. And like, I guess like it is the same. Like BTS does do dance moves, you know? And, But I'm just like, wow, we really like went all out for this group of dudes who are like, I don't know. They're just like, it wasn't great.
That part, I remember thinking that was so fucking cool and being like, I don't know how these guys do this stuff. Like,
did you try though? Did you ever? Were you ever
Boys,
like?
I think it's a Backstreet Boys video where they're in that room of mirrors or whatever, or is that NSYNC? Now I can't remember.
Oh,
and they're like mirrors. They keep like switching, like the room keeps like like rotating, and they keep moving with it, and it's pretty cool. But I remember thinking like, I want to do something like that, and turns out it was probably all camera tricks anyway.
I don't remember that video, but they had some pretty good videos, and so did Backstreet Boys. I will give them that. Like that Halloween one. What's it called?
Oh shit, I can't remember.
You know what I'm talking about? Like
I'm losing it. What the hell was it? I'm sorry. Now I'm losing my mind. I feel like I imagined this video.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I know all the videos, but I don't know that one. There was one that like you drive me crazy, but that one's like you're like in a mental hospital.
That
yeah.
one, they made a whole fucking movie out of that one.
Yeah. And it was like a patient.
Super into that that video. Damn it.
I don't remember the Halloween. There was like, it was a fun Halloween Backstreet Boys video that is hilarious to watch now. Like me and my friends, we got like high in my living room and we were watching music videos and we were like cracking up at the Backstreet Boys video. I can't remember what it's called. Let me look it up. Halloween Backstreet Boys. Cause it's bothering me now.
I gotta know now.
Backstreet Boys.
I feel like
everybody's
not
everybody.
Oh yeah,
it's a classic.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the video is hilarious. It's so good.
Friend of the show, Josh Cox, used to his opener used to be just going up and going everybody, and then people would without fail go yeah. It wasn't very funny, but it certainly was. I'm Josh and you, Josh. There's no chance he's listening, but he's a good man. I want to go ahead and play this next song because I had never heard this, and there's an article called "This Song Will Make You Change the Way You Look at NSYNC Completely."
Which song?
It's called "Digital Get Down," and it's also from No Strings Attached. I had never heard this.
I had not
song.
Heard this one
fucking
either.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It also goes with the there was a trend during around this time, at least in pop, where they were trying to like make technology part of the music. Like there's the Britney Spears song, I think it's called "Email My Heart" or something like that. That's that was off of like her, I think, of the Baby One More Time album.
Oh my god.
And that's... it's really stupid. But this one is fucking crazy.
I
love it so much. All right, this is Digital Get Down. This is great. He says, he's talking about just the way phone technology works. And he goes, satellites bouncing between satellites. I love the line, if we can't get together naturally, then we can get together on the digital screen.
Why were little girls singing about like cyber sex?
Yeah,
it's like
it's just cybering. That's a good time.
It makes me laugh all the time. It's such a cheesy song. It's like digital, get down.
Incredible.
Just you.
I can't believe
me.
I had never heard that.
It's funny. I'm glad I brought in your horizon then. Taught you something new. Yeah.
Wow. I love bouncing me between satellites. That is just the clunkiest fucking. He says satellite again. It says alert, your satellite feed has been interrupted. Damn, they played the AOL startup shit. That's brilliant.
Also, you have someone like saying like you could get freaky. You get in, I don't know. You hear that voice? I don't know who it was. Justin, but getting freaky. And I was like, oh gosh. Oh yeah, Digital Get Down.
That
great song.
Is an all-time banger. That is a great song.
If you want to impress someone, send them Digital Get Down.
It would be fun to make a whole playlist of songs of that nature, where it's like trying to get ahead and like make technology sound really cool, and like try to adapt because it just didn't. It was like when it's like the music version of when they tried to start putting cell phones in TV shows, but they just couldn't do it right, like. Dexter would get a text and his phone would ring, and like I remember there's like I can't remember what it said, but he got a message that said like important message on his text screen. It's like that is not that's not how any phone has ever worked. But all right, that was Digital Get Down. We got more songs to play here. I want to say you gave us five here. You did put the Christmas song on here, which is good. Yeah. The Christmas song is one of the better Christmas songs, I think.
It's true. It's up there with the Jingle Bells.
In general, it's up there with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Mm-hmm. Jingle Bells. Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's up there, yeah.
And then
the classic Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. That's the one it is, right?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. The video is also weird. It's like, I forgot. I don't know. That guy from... that show that
People
was on Nick at Night.
Furious listening to this. I can't remember a music video. You're talking about that guy from that show.
Oh my God. He was a short black man. You know, he was on this show.
Gary Coleman?
Yes. Gary Coleman's in there,
I think.
What
the hell was he on?
Wait a second.
He's in the video.
In the music video?
Yes.
Did they make a joke about how his name is Coleman?
That's true. He sounds like a.
He'd be on the naughty list, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the naughty list. That's true. He's a coal man. Let's hear a little bit of it, and you guys can decide, is it a banger of a Christmas? Is it a top-tier Christmas song?
Waiting for Santa to arrive. And all the love will show. 'Cause everybody knows
All right. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. I mean, it's not as good as the Mariah Carey Christmas shit.
No, no, yeah.
But it is a certified Christmas banger, guaranteed to make the Grinch pissed.
It's so feel-goody. It would make you smile. You just have to let yourself smile, though. Like, you hear it and you're like, yes, 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 yes.
Absolutely soulful.
Wait, Janice, right, before we go to the next song, I feel like people are going to be clamoring to know. Did you have a ranking of the NSYNC members? Did you have like...
Oh, great.
I feel like we can't get through this without getting it.
You're right. We talked about this with Palufo because this was a big point of contention.
Yeah.
Because she was a JC lady.
Mm. Okay.
Who are your... Yeah, what is your ranking here?
So it changed over time, right? So my first crush in NSYNC was... Lance Bass.
Wow. Perfect.
Lance
it was
Bass.
Lance Bass. And, you know, when he came out, I was like, I didn't see it. Like, obviously my gaydar's terrible because I was like in love with Lance Bass.
Yeah.
And like, I, you know, he wasn't even the star and he had a very low voice. So he would like, he wasn't singing solos either. I don't know, but I was like the spiky blonde hair.
But he did stick out, though. I remember thinking, like, maybe I'll be a Lance guy if I'm like. he had a million-dollar smile. He was being featured heavily on like the Disney Channel and stuff. Huh. So I was like, this guy is underrated.
Well, he's arguably the coolest.
Tragically, he came
as
out
as of now.
Yeah.
Well, now
he was
like,
going to go to space, right? At one
he's
going
to go to space. He pops up in like some comedy shows. He was in Review, one of my favorite shows of all time, in an episode.
Yeah.
So I think he's kind of cool.
He does seem like the coolest for sure.
Yeah. He seems cool.
He rules. We're Lance Bass. We're Team Bass over here.
And
we're Team Big Mouth Bass.
Yeah.
I should make a Big Mouth Bass, but it's Lance Bass singing. That would be good.
Oh, that is actually good. Oh my god, that would be great. Then it was Justin Timberlake, like everyone else. I feel like, you know, I got into the Justin Timberlake, and then JC was always like my second choice.
Damn. Well, we have JC here today. He's gonna be pissed to hear that.
He did age better than Justin Timberlake, I have to say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's an... how do you feel about JT right now?
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
I think he's annoying. And I'm just
ever
like,
since I do think there's been a backlash against old JT. Starting with... obviously, people are going back now and visiting his treatment of Britney Spears and the aftermath of all that and how he kind of hung out to dry. And then also,
the Janet Jackson
moment that her career was kind of fucked for, and he left unscathed. And then the Man of the Woods shit was kind of corny. I feel like
that album.
He
was
just
says,
I don't even remember one song from that album.
I don't
feel
think
like
anyone
I didn't hear
does
anything from it. Damn,
he was in his
I did like his
era.
2020 album. That was a good one. The 2020, and he went on tour with Jay-Z. I think remember like,
mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember this?
Vaguely.
Was it actually
2020?
He has a song. No. Well,
March 2020.
The album is called 2020.
Yeah, March 17th.
No. The album is called 2020 or something.
Like 2020 Vision.
Yes, like 2020 Vision.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 2020.
Yes. Now I'm remembering this. Yes.
You're like, how did he predict? No. It was 2020 Vision, yeah. And
I mean, Digital
they have,
Get Down
actually,
was huge in 2020.
That's true.
Everyone was doing it.
That is true. They did come back. Actually, that album has that song Mirrors. And is that the video you're talking about? Like Mirrors with Justin Timberlake?
No, it's not that.
That is what came up when I tried to search.
Like one of the big ones. I don't even think that it's Mirrors. I think it's like a metallic, like a Machine Room or something. God damn it. I'm going to find it. I'm feeling insane right now, all right? And I don't know how to describe what I remember. But it was definitely a boy band. It might have been LFO or something. Not LFO.
No, it wasn't LFO.
98 Degrees.
Oh, no, it wasn't them. It wasn't
NSYNC. It's either NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, and it's they're angry and it.
They're angry.
Yeah, they're singing. They're like mad. It might be like. It's definitely not. I Want It That Way, but it might be like It's definitely like a flame, like a fuck you.
Also, I want it that way is like so like I want like not angry at all. Tell me what.
That song rules.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, good song. That was Millennium, right? That was Millennium.
I believe it was. Yeah. I'm pretty
sure. You had the album. So.
But there was two that I had, and it might have been the other one that was before Millennium.
There was two Millenniums? Two albums?
No. There was two Backstreet Boys albums that were really big that
That
I owned. And I'm having trouble. It might have been the self-titled, but I cannot remember. And it's I'm really pissed right now that I can't. Oh, this is it. It's the Bye 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 video that I'm thinking of. There's a moment where they're like in a room. That's exactly what I was thinking of. There's a moment where they're in a room that like it's when JT like jumps down.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Or he jumps on the train.
Yeah, but he also like lands down. Oh, maybe it's on the train. Yeah,
right?
There's
he
also a weird one of the settings of this video is a weird fucking room. There
maybe
may or may
dance.
Not be mirrors in there.
Yeah, I think it's
that
maybe
part
the one
I
they
can't
dance.
Remember. I'm like, I have to look now because there's obviously the marionette part. Okay, this makes way more sense now. I'm so happy that I figured this out finally. I knew it was a big one.
I'm glad you were right though. It's insane.
This is the room.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Okay, that is trippy. Yeah,
I've been gaslit.
Oh, the machine room. Okay,
but there wasn't
the machine room.
Now I see.
Oh boy, how's that fucking crow taste, you pieces of shit? All right, it didn't have any of the features that I said, but it's like a no mirrors or anything. But they do
like no mirrors.
It does rotate. Is the important part.
Also, you were like it like goes like what were you saying? It like it goes mirror mirrors a different
to say
person.
Rotate for a second either. I'm like I don't know why I'm so loopy. This is crazy.
It's because the sun's out and you're just like sun.
That might be it. Mm-hmm. All right. We have a couple more songs to get to, and we have to get to the people who listen to the show, so I'm going to cut it down here. I think there's I Want You Back on here. Let's hear that for like 10 seconds. People remember that song.
Classic.
But I want to get to the other song because that was another one that I had not heard. All right, here's I Want You Back. You're right. That is Fergalicious, man. That shit is crazy. It's so good. I forgot that it comes in with that. It's very cool. Good time. All right, let's listen though to a song that I had not heard and that it was also very wild to me. I believe it's called "It Makes Me Ill." Yeah, there we go. All right, let's hear "It Makes Me Ill." I was hanging with the fellas, saw you with your new boyfriend, it made me jealous. I was hoping that I'd never see you at all, but it's all good cause I'm glad that I met him. Cause now I know the competition's very slim to none, and I can tell by looking that he's not the one. He's not the type you said you liked, his style is my clothes are bad. Come on girl, let him go, I want you back. Yeah, hater, want to, but I only hate on him cause I want you. Say I'm tripping, if you feel like what you without me ain't right. You can say I'm crazy, want you, that's true. I'm crazy about you. You can see I'm breaking down inside. I can see you with another guy. It makes me ill. See you feel love and attention at his will. And you can imagine how that makes me feel. See you with him. Oh, it makes me ill. See you feel love and attention at his will. And you can imagine how that makes me feel. See you with him. Girl, I know that we. That's great.
Kind of a banger.
Yeah,
it is.
Fun. The lyrics are terrible, but it's fun.
I know.
Love and attention at his will.
Yeah, and his will is insane.
It makes him ill, okay?
It makes me ill.
I remember when I was a kid, and this was like, I think the album might have had like, I do remember buying CDs and you open a little booklet and lyrics were in the booklet sometimes and you like open the booklet to like a poster and like maybe all the songs had lyrics because this was way before Genius and like, you know, the internet. I used to play the intro because I wanted to memorize the rap part. Mm-hmm. So I play it and then replay it and replay it until I memorized it. So now I just have it. I know it from heart. But yeah, I replayed it so much to try to learn every single word. And like, yeah, so put a lot of work into this. I put a lot of work into learning that first rap part. So yeah, it's my talent. You're
That's
welcome.
Incredible. That is quite a talent. Do you ever do it at karaoke?
I do. Oh, no, I never do it. I don't even know if it would be in a karaoke book, you know, because it's
yeah,
so like.
Yeah, but nowadays you can kind of do anything. True. A lot of them are digitized. I think we should go to karaoke.
Let's do it.
You pull this out. The bar empties because people are like, what the fuck was that?
I've actually never done karaoke at like a non like because like I do Korean karaoke where I'm entertaining my own friends. I've always wanted to do like the bar karaoke.
I love doing the back room ones. I like to do it because it's like too personal. You know, everybody, it feels weird to me. I like it when it's like anonymous.
And that,
like,
that's scary, but
I just
want to do it.
Roll into strange bars. This is my kink. I just roll into strange bars. Sing one song, don't buy a beer, and leave.
Sing Digital Get Down, and then leave.
Digital Get Down, and I walk. People are like, who was that guy?
The police.
And why was he drinking my beer? I go in, I'm killing it, but I make stealing someone's beer part of the performance every time. this is a get drunk quick scheme that I just came up with.
And you can try it all these five songs you heard.
Yeah.
Now you have five new songs for karaoke.
That's a repertoire right there, yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. That song was sampled by Ariana Grande on her 2019 hit single, Break Up With Your Girlfriend On Board.
Yes. So they were at Coachella in 2019 when I went with Antonia, your wife. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm all your wife.
Oh, her.
Let me add her, your wife. No, I went. So we went the second weekend. And I want to say that NSYNC minus Justin came out with Ariana Grande.
Wow.
I don't remember which weekend, but it was the weekend we weren't there. And there's a video of me that my mom took of me looking at the video of NSYNC with Ariana Grande. Why did I cry? This was like 2019. And I'm just like I'm sorry, and my mom is like, she's like, Yo, what a stupidness. It's like you're crying over dumb things. And I was like, I love them. Like, and I'm a grown woman. Like, this was a few years ago. I was already in my 30s. But I'll send it to you guys. It's so funny because I'm just like looking
over.
Up.
We'll put it on the Patreon. Get on the Patreon, people.
Watch me cry.
That was the playlist. That brings us to our next segment where we hear from the people who listen to the show. They get to give their thoughts on whatever we're talking about. What the hell? Oh, good. Okay. Shit. That's good. Here is what we got on the Patreon. If you're on the Patreon, you get your thoughts guaranteed to be read. So get over there. Matthew Potter says, Tommy was in the little-known Lou Pearlman, a man he thinks did nothing wrong, boy band in Horse. <Not true>. That's great. Jason says, it's going to be nay. Dave says, Giddy Up is a great song for when it's horses now. These are all horse ones. Wow. Nixie says, Tommy prefers the Backsteed Boys.
Jesus Christ.
Are we going to do a full run of this? Okay. All right. I think we're good now. All right. Fiona Hart 2 says, I was an NSYNC girl over Backstreet Boys, but something that always bewildered me is that their song Space Cowboys is played and on the soundtrack to that old man space buddy flick of the same title, Space Cowboys. I mean, sure, because when I think of NSYNC, I also imagine Clint Eastwood and curmudgeon Tommy Lee Jones. That is a good point. That's very strange that was in that movie. Did you ever see Space Cowboys?
I never did.
I remember that being in theater right around the time that I, like, it was like during a period of when I was going to the movies a lot, and I was like, man, I really want to see that Space Cowboys. That looks like a true winner. And then I never saw it. I was bummed. Did we get anything on the Twitter?
We got the only one was Dan Wilber, recent guest. So Justin Timberlake is in the Bee Gees doc on HBO talking about how their voices replace the horn section in their music. And it's one of the smartest things I've heard in a music doc.
Hmm. That doc is great, by the way.
Bee Gees doc is awesome, yeah.
Bee Gees doc. New Jason Isbell, it's so good.
Yeah. So good.
What'd you say?
So there's a Jason Isbell doc coming out tomorrow on HBO that I'm very excited for. Speaking of music docs,
We almost had, that was the lady we almost got, the person who made the Bee Gees doc, right?
No, she made the Kenny G one.
That's right. That one was great, too. That one was maybe even better. I love that doc. Damn it. So close to fame we were. All right, on the Facebook, we got a few. We got a lot. I'm just going to read a few here. Sean Bear Flannery, who we love and we're going to have back on soon, says, always thought and under-discussed comedy truism is that Lorne Michaels is the Lou Pearlman of comedy. He grabs a new group each year to appeal to the new set of teenagers. There's a weird, creepy genius to it. To be elderly and only make stuff that appeals to teenagers. Look, Lorne is a big fan, so we do not stand by that. Here at Stand By Your Band, but I see what you're saying. Sarah Larson says Backstreet Boys is better. Damn. Adam Quaslow says the bass was named Bass and the fat one was named Fat Fatone. Legends. all right. I think I'm going to read one more. Oh, it's just Macker says NSYNC is life.
Wow.
That's fair. And then my friends Alicia and Samantha they have a little thread here where Alicia says, Samantha, I feel like this one is made for us. Where do we start? Samantha responds, NSYNC rules, Backstreet drools, except I actually like Backstreet now, and JRT forever. Alicia says, too many days of our preteen lives are spent reading all the books and magazines on these guys. When I have Alzheimer's someday, it'll be useless facts like crunk being JT's favorite word and how the letters in NSYNC equal in sync. Last letters of the first names equals last letters of the first names, Justin, Chris, Joey, original member Jason, and JC that stick with me. Okay, some fun information there. And that brings us to the end of the show. Janice, thank you so much for being on. You get to give us your final thoughts on NSYNC now. What do you got?
Oh, it would be, that quote you just said, that quote, NSYNC rules and Backstreet drools.
That's one of the great quotes.
One of the great quotes. It's an African proverb. That's what it was.
Yeah. Written on the walls of the pyramids.
I did email you guys my video of me crying.
Oh,
so
nice. Very
enjoy.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Amazing. The show is Party Cruise, The Untold Story. Guys, check it out. It's incredible. I've already listened to it. It's so good. I got to listen to so many versions of it, and it's really interesting. And Janice is a great narrator and storyteller. So get over there. It's fucking great. Tommy, what would you like to plug today?
Just come see my shows. I usually post them on Instagram. You can find them.
Get over there. And again, I will be in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm so excited. Great club. Comedy on State. That is May. It's going to be May 4th through the 6th. I have a bunch of other dates. I just updated my website, so go to tomtakar.com. I'll be in Wichita next weekend. I'll be in Arkansas this weekend if you happen to live anywhere near the Grove Comedy Club. I'm flying to Fayetteville. I don't know where that is, so we'll see. Bunch of fun stuff. And my album is coming out sometime in May. I'm still waiting for the dates. I'll be at Stir Crazy in Phoenix, Arizona in May also. CG's in Illinois. So come out to a damn show. Janice, is there anything else you want to promote while you're here?
No, listen to Party Cruise. It's Tom Takar approved.
Yes.
I'm excited.
And I'm going to edit that part out and all those nice things I said. it's Tom Takar approved 100%. Get over there. And thanks so much, Janice. Oh, we have to rate the playlist. It's perfect. You nailed it. Digital Get Down is
I give you one of everything. The popular and then the like not so popular, so you know.
Nailed it. I also think if we rate NSYNC, it will break the podcast. I think it's so insane to do. All right. Thank you so much, Janice. Tommy,
thank you.
I miss you.
Miss you too, buddy.
And listeners, I miss you as well. Get on the Patreon. We'll see you next week. Keep it crispy. Bye. Bye.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.